That and his fishbowl.
Would you like to have a glass for yours?
No, thank you.
Or
you can't drink
can
out of
the bottle. Can you drink out of the bottle?
I'm liar, baby. Thank you, sir.
My mouth's getting pretty dry. He's talking his death.
Sure, it's an intelligent questionnaire.
He's getting some intelligent answers, too.
I think she knows what I'm doing, too. Well, that tastes good.
Okay, you got out pretty cheap and old boy bought me one.
Well, you shouldn't have said that. I was going to pay you for these and pay you for one for you, too.
You're running a lot of blanks through there now.
Here, I'll turn it on record again. I just got vase and spoon, and I'm going to ask her what this thing is.
That's light bulb. Electric light bulb.
And let's see, after you cook a meal and serve it and everybody eats it, you clear the table, and then what do you do?
Well, if I don't feel too lazy, I'd wash the dishes.
See, you got another one. And then after you do that, what do you do to get the soap off?
Always scald the dishes, of course, after washing the soap sides.
And what do you do when you scald them?
Well, of course, use a dish towel on them.
I mean, when you scald them, just what do you do? How do you scald them?
Turn the hot water on them and then dry them with a dish towel.
Put them away.
Well, that's the scalding them, the rinsing them.
And let's see, if you use something in your dishwater to scrub your dishes, what do you call that thing?
Well, it's a dish rag.
We're clipping them off now, just like that?
They're different things you can use, but I always just use the dish rag.
And in the bathroom, well, let's see. That thing there on the right that you use when you wash, what would you call that?
Wash rag.
And, let's see, when you take a bath, the big thing there is a...
Bath towel. That other one, I suppose, would be a face towel. I don't know.
And those things there on the bowl?
There? You mean that the water runs through?
Uh-huh.
Spigots? One name for them, I don't know. Might be others.
Let's see. Now, what would you call one of those if it were at the side of your house?
How was that?
Excuse me, if that were outside at the side of your house, would that be a spigot there too?
Well, I suppose so.
Wouldn't be a faucet, would it?
Well, it could be a faucet too.
Just trying to put words in there.
There's other names for it.
What did you keep apples and things like that in at the farm? Or did you keep them over the winter?
No, we didn't keep them only as we used them. Send the town or go to town and get them. Just what we use at the present time.
And where did you keep your flour?
We had a flour bin in the cabinet, flour bin.
How did you buy flour then?
Well, we usually bought it in 50-pound sacks.
And let's see. Oh, did you have a... You said you had a cistern, I think, didn't you? Did you have any of these big containers that you put at the corner of your house or in between the two parts of the roof to catch runoff water?